IRNnews.com.
It made box office history and helped restore marriages nationwide. Now get it for your home. Announcing the DVD release of Fireproof. Love is not a fight. The film that inspired millions of moviegoers to never leave their partner behind. Fireproof, the action-packed story of a firefighter, his wife, and a marriage worth rescuing. The DVD, available at your favorite Christian retailer. For information about a license to show Fireproof in your church or school, visit fireprooftheMovie.com.
Americans in Yemen are being put on alert. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen says it has received word that there could be an attack on the embassy compound in the foreseeable future. Americans are being told to keep a low profile and avoid large crowds and demonstrations. The families of three firefighters killed on 9/11 want President Barack Obama to change his mind about putting on hold the trial of five detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the families want to meet with the new president.
Jim Rich has lost his firefighter son on 9/11. Now he's afraid he'll lose the chance to see the men allegedly responsible tried. Riches was at Gitmo before President Barack Obama put those hearings on hold.
We saw these murderers stand up in court, disrupt court constantly, and say that they were proud of what they did on 9/11 and that they were glad they did it.
Riches and other 9/11 family members say they've waited 8 years and they want the trials to continue. Julie Walker, New York.
The national average price for regular gasoline has gone up about 8 cents in the past 2 weeks. The latest Lundberg survey released Sunday says the national average price for regular gas is now $1.86, down $2.25 per gallon from the record peak set last July 11. A high school football coach is scheduled to be arraigned in Louisville, Kentucky on charges stemming from the heat-related death of a player. David Stinson is facing one count of reckless homicide. A 15-year-old lineman died 3 days after collapsing during a sweltering August practice. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And our country's in real trouble today, and with us this afternoon is Mr. Greg Evanson. We're going to be talking about what's going on in America as we are witnessing the advent of a new administration that seems to be intent upon disarming the American people by one guise or another, either taking away ammunition or restricting our ability to have weapons in our home to defend us. And why would anybody want to do that unless they were intent upon a dictatorship in America? Because this is always a prelude to dictatorship, and the American people had better wake up. Greg, thank you very much for being with us this afternoon, and tell us a little bit about the Heartland organization.
Well, thank you so much, and it is a real joy and a privilege for me to be with you. Whenever I can speak to a different venue, I do so, not certainly because I don't have other opportunities and so forth, but I do it because it's important that we all work together and try and defeat and define and then defeat this great issue before us, this great problem. Basically, the Heartland USA was my wife's creation. She's an artist, and so she works with an artistic mind. She said, you know, this is just great, but the Heartland USA stands for United for a Sovereign America, and it's not just the USA as a nation. And so we have moved ahead with that concept, and having been in law enforcement so many years, I was an honored Kansas State Trooper, received the Medal of Honor back in 1975, and God has placed me in a unique position to be a clarion, a watchman for this day. I have literally thousands of contacts in the law enforcement community, in the military community, and the good news is that many of them are listening. The bad news is we need to get a few more on our side, but it's happening, and it's happening basically because of the Heartland USA.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think it is so important that the police understand that they have sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution, and the people who are in charge don't believe in the Constitution or doing everything they can to circumvent the Constitution, because the Constitution limits the power of government and gives the people the right to be free, and these people want total control over every aspect of our lives. And so, basically, you know, I think it's so important that you are reaching people in law enforcement. Now, what are you hearing about the new administration, their effort to limit the ability to people to have weapons, the right of the people to keep and bear arms?
Well, that's an absolutely critical question you just asked me, and it is entirely timely, because what has happened in this first week is that you have seen the evolution of the thoughts of Barack Obama becoming the policies of the Obama administration. And it is, I don't know how I can overstate this, it is absolutely critical that your listeners and everyone else that we have an opportunity to speak to understand that time is extremely limited. The agenda of the Obama administration is intensely anti-Second Amendment. In fact, it has reached proportions where these executive orders, which are nothing short of tyrannical dictator decrees that should be outlawed forever and permanently and all of them repealed, but no matter, we're at a position and at a time where the anti-gun laws are coming to the forefront right now, and just two of them very, very briefly are the Ammunition Accountability Act, which means that ammunition manufacturers are being placed in an absolutely unwinnable situation. Either they play ball with the Obama administration, or undoubtedly they will lose licensing and not be able to sell their product. What they want is all bullets leaving the barrel of a gun to be coated. It was stamped, laser printing, with a number on the back. You go in with a driver's license, buy a box of bullets. If someone steals that box and shoots someone, you're accountable for it. But the reason that they're doing this is to give us more safety and security, which is, of course, ridiculous. The second area is in the restriction of guns themselves, and I'll go through that in a little bit, but I don't want to monopolize the time here all at once. But those are the two main areas, and they're coming at us at freight train speed.
Well, don't be afraid to monopolize. The reason you're here is just so people can hear what you have to say. My listeners know how I feel. So
sure.
Basically, of course, I think this idea of would this be the casing or would this be the bullet itself that would have to have some sort of a mark on it? And how could that possibly survive the heat and the rifling and all the trauma that a bullet incurs?
Well, surprisingly enough, and I've certainly had quite a bit to do with firearms over the years, the bullets will survive a tremendous amount of critical when they strike something and they go through a human being, or they strike another a vehicle or something like that. They do survive, especially the bottom of the bullet. Not always entirely, but most of the time. And what happens is these bullets will be coated so that when they are retrieved from a human body or from something else, they will be analyzed, and it really is, in that sense, ingenious. It has nothing to do with the cartridge, the shell itself. It is the bullet, the final product that reaches its target that they're interested in.
Well, how expensive would that be? What would that do to the cost of ammunition?
I'm hearing from industry representatives that it could easily push the box of price of a box of ammunition of 50 rounds in most boxes up as much as four times I think that might be a little bit high, but they're stating it, not me, which means a box of, for instance, 45 ACP ammunition. Some of your listeners would be familiar with that, which is standard in Colt firearms automatics, would go from about, roughly now they're anywhere from $25 to $35 a box of 50. It could go up as high as $100 a box, and an additional $2.50 minimum tax on this just because. So you're looking at $100 a box, four times the value perhaps, would be extremely restrictive.
What about the constitutional authority to do something like that? Certainly, there is nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to be involved in law enforcement or in shooting of individuals, matters dealing with life, liberty, and property, and individuals were never to be the function of the federal government. So where in our Constitution would the authority come from, or do these people even believe in the Constitution?
Well, it does not. Clearly, it does not. And your listeners need to know, as mine do and others when I speak, that there is no such limitations, if you will, in the Constitution. In fact, it's left to the states in the commerce end of it to go at this and establish this new new level of a Second Amendment hostility. That's why the Ammunition Accountability Act is a state level effort. Of 18 states currently, one state, I believe it was Oregon, has not brought it to bear, but the other states are in the process of it, 18 so far. So the federal government is just pushing the states and through the ammunition manufacturers to make it a done deal.
Well, but how can they possibly...
In the last 10 years, sir, has stopped our government from doing anything illegal? We don't have enough money to pursue it in court. Number one is individuals. Number two, they just do it and
In other words, we have people there who really don't believe in the Constitution they've
That's
sworn
correct.
To uphold.
Absolutely right. And along with this agenda, it's clear. It's been stated in various venues as well as the new WhiteHouse.gov website under civil rights that the Obama nation has decided is going to be their agenda, and that is to defeat all state and federal constitutional efforts to defend natural marriage, to reveal repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, which was signed by Bill Clinton, if you can believe it. Repeal the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, of course, pass a constitutionally doubtful and discriminatory hate crime legislation granting homosexuals and cross-dressers special rights, denied other Americans. Pass the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would force business owners, religious and otherwise, to abandon their traditional values relative to sexual morality and put it under the penalty of the law. And finally, to create internationally motherless and fatherless homes and sexually confusing thousands of children. It's just terrible.
Well, my personal belief is that God is not going to put up with this very much longer. I believe that God will not be mocked, and I believe he brings his judgment on nations. And perhaps he's doing it today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this afternoon is from the Heartland Institute. We're talking about, really, of course, what's happening with the new administration, the effort to register our guns, the effort to undermine the moral fabric of our society. And, of course, everybody tells us how popular our new president is, but actually his popularity is already beginning to drop, you know, not dramatically, but probably 4 or 5 points. He was really, about 65% on the day of his inauguration. It's down to about 60% now, and the rate of disapproval is growing. People are beginning to wonder, what did we really have here? Now, of course, what people must understand is there's not a dime's worth of difference between Barack Obama and John McCain, other than the fact that, of course, I think John McCain had white hair and Obama has dark hair and is taller and better looking and has a much nicer smile and a winning manner. But he really was put in by exactly the same people. And these people have created an economic crisis that's destroying our nation because they want authoritarian rule throughout the world. But one of the keys to authoritarian rule is disarming the people. And my concern is that they are going to find, under one guise or another, a vehicle of doing it. And, of course, our guest, Greg Evanson, was just simply talking about how they want to actually put a marking on every bullet, a number, but there are an awful lot of bullets out there right now that aren't marked. What are they going to do about those?
It's going to be illegal to hold those after June of this year, assuming the legislation passes in each state. There will be a recall, and it will be a felony to hold any of the old banned ammunition.
And are they going to go around house to house looking for it?
You know, I've said this many times, and I realize it's going to raise some eyebrows when I say it, but please understand that the powers that be that eventually will be in that position could care less whether you have guns or ammo, where they're hidden, or what you've done with them. If they come to your door, it's going to be to take care of you. And they will either take you out or they will take you away, one of the two. So I'm not concerned about them having a big roundup of weapons or ammunition. And this has been bantied around at the federal level for some time. This is just a philosophy that they're going to impose.
And I think it's so important for people to understand that this is a direct violation of our Constitution. And I can remember, of course, the advertisements that they ran in conservative radio stations across the country saying, why, Obama believes in guns. He wants people to have a right to have their weapons. All this talk about him wanting to take away our weapons, that was simply put out by the wicked John McCain people. And, of course, really, he was just frankly lying and even talked about, you know, how he enjoyed hunting and things like that. Well, what are the American people going to understand? That politicians say what we want to hear, but they never believe what they say.
Well, there's far too many on both sides of the aisle, both Democrat, Republican, and in fact some independents, that really are so pitifully intellectually deprived that they cannot work through this. They will not take the time and make the effort to dig through these agendas and find real truth. But they're going to find out soon enough, and I've said to my wife and other people, I've said, look, the American people have no concept of the disaster that they have brought onto this country in voting for this man. He hung with terrorists. He thinks that socialism is the best thing since baked bread, and we're going to find out just how low this nation can go.
Well, I fear that you're really right. Now, what about this effort to disable our guns? In other words, you can have a gun, but it just can't work and has to have a gun lock and has to be locked away. Can't be an automatic weapon or semi-automatic weapon. Really can't function very effectively, and you really don't have the right to defend yourself in your own home. What's that all about?
Sammy the Bull Gravano, one of the leading mafioso enforcers of his day, said one time, he said, fine, you have a gun lock, I don't, I come to your house, boom, you're dead. This is one more effort to use propaganda that has no statistical value whatsoever, that guns kill more people than anything else, when in fact drowning accidents kill more children between the ages of infancy and 18. There is no statistic that will back that up. The fact is that the American people need to move beyond that and understand that the pirates and the people in government and out of government that will eventually begin to really, truly erode your rights and take them and attempt to take them permanently. The only thing that separates us from the animals is the ability that we can defend ourselves. And that is the whole reason we have a Second Amendment. Check into the history of it. You will find that is true. It is a natural right given by God. It cannot be taken away by a government. And I simply will not buy into that at any point. They can say, do what they want. But when the time comes, people will know what to do, and they will have to fight back.
What about the police? Do you think that the average policeman really understands what this is all about? Do you think the average person in a position of authority in the military really understands? There are people out there who don't believe in the Constitution, who want to establish a fascist dictatorship in America?
I do believe that there are increasing numbers of rank-and-file officers that do, especially those of the older generation, both in the military and the police, because I talk to them. And they write to me continuously saying, look, I've been on the force for X number of years, and I understand this. I will not do this. I will not go out and disarm law-abiding Americans. I will not take away their only means of self-defense. I will not be a party to it. Over and over and over I hear this. Now, the politically placed people in the upper ranks of the military and the police, those are the ones I fear. Those are the ones that will cause the difficulty for all of us, and they must simply be resisted. That's all there is to it, whether it's state police, local sheriff's offices, or anyone else. The sheriff has a responsibility of defending his county from acts that are unconstitutional. If he doesn't, then we need to get another sheriff. And if he doesn't, then resistance will have its time and its place. I don't advocate it. I'm simply saying that it has a place, and if necessary, it must be employed for the sake of our nation and the ongoing life of the Constitution.
Well, now, what about the legislation? Is there any legislation that we should begin opposing now? What about, I understand that a lot of more moderate Democrats got elected. In other words, not the rabid ones like Obama, who was the most radical of all the senators in the left-wing leaning Senate. But I understand there are a lot of Democrats out there, you know, who are pro-gun, and they ran on those sort of, and some of them even ran on a pro-life position. How many of those do you think we could depend on, you know, when push comes to shove, when they're trying to get this unconstitutional legislation through?
Unfortunately, it's a minority at the present time, and that will cause great difficulty for us. What's going to have to happen is that states, which are much more malleable yet, much more flexible, are the ones where some of our efforts are going to have to be made to resist the encroachment of the federal government into the states. One of the bills that is out there right now is House of Representatives Bill 45, H.R. 45. It's also called the Blair-Holt Firearm Licensing and Record of Sale Act of 2009. It is in the hopper, and I'm going to tell you it is the most draconian, the most restrictive, the most devastating bill ever brought before the House of Representatives in regard to firearms rights. And in the end, I'm just sorry to say that not only for self-defense and for hunting reasons and others, but certainly self-defense, we must have the right to defend ourselves with firearms, automatic or semi-automatic firearms that are certainly defendable and that will give us the ability to protect ourselves adequately. This bill would strip all of those rights. It would make certain things a felony. And I'll get into that in a little bit because this bill must be exposed.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest. And, of course, we'll welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times.
Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Greg Evanson with the Heart. What's the Heartland Institute?
Not quite, Dr. Stan. It is the Heartland USA, United for Sovereign America. It is an independent website that posts all of the articles that I write at News with Views, and also most of my broadcasts that I do with my own show called Voices from the Heartland. And it is a repository, if you will. We get millions of hits. It is one of the single sources for people who are interested in checking out the relationship between our military, police officers, and the impact that the legislation currently in front of Congress and those that have already been passed are having on those men and women in uniform.
All right, fine. So basically then you'll keep people appraised there as far as...
The Heartland USA.com.
I think it's so important. Once more, give out your website.
Sure. It is theheartlandusa.com, and we invite you to join us.
Theheartlandusa.com.
That's it.
If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Greg, our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But I'm very, very concerned that they're moving as rapidly as they are to get the guns restricted and to take away our right to have ammunition. And I think the biggest thing is that we are moving into a period of chaos and crisis. And all you have to do is read Henry Kissinger's recent article in the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January, where he talks about how the whole world is moving into a period of crisis. And he talks about the chaos that's coming. Well, if there's a chaotic situation, you need a means of protecting your health, your family, your neighbors, and, of course, you disarm the people. Who are you going to rely on? Are we moving into a military dictatorship? What about the military? Are they going to be willing to go along with a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, violation of the Constitution, violation of our tradition, and follow the lead of a man who has never served in the American military and who has close alliance with the radicals, not only in this country but throughout the world? Are they going to be concerned about the effort to restrict our freedom and to destroy the constitutional benefits of individual freedom unto God?
Dr. Stan, many will not. They will not. Fortunately, many will assist in that protection. But that's one of the reasons that a significant number of National Guard armories in the central and western states have been really stripped of all weapons of any kind normally used in the field by our troops. They've been sent to central locations that are highly guarded, and there's one massive such storage area in Arkansas, another one out in New Mexico. This has been done so that returning soldiers and soldiers who believe in constitutional principles can't get in there and get those weapons out and get them into the hands of the public. They're tremendously afraid of that, and that's why those armories are stripped. You have a meltdown situation right now, and that's a very moderate term that's occurring in Mexico. The government is crumbling. The nation is crumbling. Its culture, such as it is crumbling. The drug cartels are brutal beyond description. It is basically tumbling into civil war, if not complete chaos, in Mexico. It's happening right now. And that is going to be a forerunner, I believe, for one of the justifications for the pushing of this North American Union. But to return to our discussion of the moment, I want to just simply tell you that under this new H.R. 45, firearms may only be owned by those possessing a valid license issued by the federal attorney general. This license will contain a photograph, thumbprint, address, let me see what else, a unique license number. Possession of a firearm without this license would constitute a federal crime, a felony. Firearms may only be sold by federal firearms license. This would put an end to person-to-person firearm sales, gun shows, and passing on in families. Firearms must be locked in a safe. Any violation of that would result in the loss of your license. You must purchase the license for $25. There is no time limit on shall issue clause. The Attorney General can simply ignore your request to take your money. The bill is ex post facto. It means that it applies to any guns that are now owned. There's no grandfathering. If you don't register these weapons, they can be confiscated. The law establishes a national database, which is in effect registration. This creates a database of all gun owners. Failing to update your address or otherwise notify the issuing officer of your firearms license when you move would constitute a felony. In addition, any other act would constitute a felony. Possession of a firearm by a minor, being anyone under 18, even under your supervision, would become illegal. All of this is reminiscent of the Nazi weapons laws of 1938. Sir, I just cannot emphasize, this is at the cusp. This will be voted on within the next, I'm going to guess, 30 to 60 days.
And, of course, I think it's very interesting. I was reading Wikipedia the other day on gun laws, and they actually talk about how Senator Dodd, and I'm not sure which Dodd it was, whether it was Tom Dodd or who it was, actually it had the Nazi gun laws translated, and they were the ones that were actually enacted in the United States, translated from German under Adolf Hitler. The gun laws of Adolf Hitler are the laws of the land right here in the United States. I'd heard.
Well, that's correct, and that was the basis. That was the heart and soul for the 1968 Gun Control Act.
Right.
And so prior to that time, it was much, much more open. You could purchase a gun in Sears catalog back in the 40s and 50s. And that's the way it should be. This ridiculous idea. Well, the only reason, sir, the only reason that they're doing this is to disarm the public. It is a matter of gun control is people control. When guns are gone, like in Australia and Canada and other places, I have people writing for me there, think they got all the answers to everything, and I'm going, you don't know anything. You know, you've given up your heritage. But what they want is a disarmed American public, because until that time, the American people can resist. And I'm saying to them, there will be a time, if this continues, that resistance will not only be what they should do, it will be honorable.
Well, of course, the thing is that my understanding is that in areas where they've actually taken all the guns away, for instance, in Great Britain, the incidence of gun-related crimes has actually gone up.
Oh,
and the same thing is true
in
Australia, and I don't know about Canada. I haven't got the figures on that recently. But certainly, if gun confiscation worked, then why do you still have gun-related crimes? And if gun confiscations work, let's take them away from the police officers and the military, and then we wouldn't have anybody dying of gunshot wounds. But,
well, as you know, sir, the American police were released from their so-called assumed responsibility by the American public of defending you individually. They have absolutely no responsibility for that whatsoever. The Supreme Court has released them from that. They have a so-called, whatever this means, responsibility to defend society as a whole, whatever that means. But if they take away your means of self-defense, and the police are 99% of the time writing incident reports after the fact. I had it occur right here at my house several years ago. I had an armed subject coming my way who, after he'd beaten his daughter, the daughter in the middle of the cold, brutal winter, ran to my home a quarter of a mile. I actually went out and subdued this situation, but it would not have been possible. The sheriff's office is 30 minutes from me, and I'm 29 minutes and 30 seconds dead. If I don't have the ability to defend myself, others, my family, whatever. This is the heart of it. They want to take our ability to be sovereign, to be defenders of our own destiny. They want to take that from us. And that was not why this nation was founded. And we are at the cusp of understanding that the Constitution, or the Declaration of Independence, which gives us clear direction on this, there is a time when we must resist tyranny. And I'm saying to you, unfortunately, that we are very close to that.
Well, I think This is important. Where is your radio program broadcast? How can our listeners hear it?
Sure. It is at Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. They can simply go there by go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on Listen Live. They'll find my program. It is called Voices from the Heartland, kind of going along with our Heartland USA website. It airs Saturdays at noon to 2 o'clock Central Time. We just have a very exciting show. It's about these kinds of issues. So, yeah, we'd invite them, anyone, please tune us in.
All right, fine. Will you hang on here? We're going to be back in just a moment. And if you're out there in the listening audience, if you're concerned, as I am, give us a call at 800-259-5791 right here at Genesis.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is Greg Evanson. We've got a couple of calls. We've got Nick calling from New Jersey. And, Greg, I just would mention, if you'd ever like to get me on to talk about the real cause of this financial breakdown, this whole thing is engineered from long back, and we can point out point by point by point how they've done it because they want to create chaos. And, of course, out of this chaos, they hope to establish their dictatorship. But right now, let's go to Nick, who's calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Okay, good. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm doing fine.
And it's Greg Evanson, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I answered anything. And when I was a cop, I was called a lot. So if somebody just has a short A sound, believe me, that doesn't, or a short E sound doesn't bother me a bit. But thanks. Yeah. It's Evanson, yeah.
Okay. The reason I'm calling is, I firmly believe that the only peaceful way we can resolve this is to reserve the return the grand jury to the people's province, where it was meant to be from the beginning.
Yes, great point.
Yeah. The other thing is that, where do we go from here? I mean, I've resolved myself that if they come to take my guns, it's not going to be a pleasant affair. But, you know, there's few and far between where I live in New Jersey who even believe that we should be resisting. Even people I know who are lifetime members of the NRA have a problem with that issue.
Well, I think, Nick, that's born in the heart of people. First of all, and let me just explain very briefly here, I understand that people who want to obey, that is to obey God's law, to obey good, well-seasoned human law, are basically on the right side of things. But there comes a point, Nick, where the law is usurped, the law is stretched, the law is mutated, and the intent of the law, that is the color of the law instead of the letter of the law, but the law nonetheless becomes the enemy of the people. And it is that point where we become aware of that, and we can prove that by using the standards of the Constitution and the Bible, that then we have an absolute responsibility to resist.
Well, one more thing. Have you spoken to Dr. Edwin Vieira about revitalizing the militia?
Yes, I have. I've talked to him personally. I've not talked to him on air, but no, I've had that privilege, yes.
Okay. That's it, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
I really believe we've got to get the majority of people on our side. And once they realize, of course, that these wicked people, and we name them, certainly I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they're in the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30. And these people really have violated the Constitution. They've conspired to take over control of our government. They have their people all through the Obama regime, but they were indeed Bush regime, the Clinton regime, they're in all the regimes, and they work as a conspiracy. They're subversive. They want to take over our government. They have. People have to understand that they've precipitated this financial chaos that's going to, of course, deprive so many people of their homes, their life savings, their automobiles, their jobs. We've got to get the American people to understand that what we're witnessing today in the way of the financial collapse is not an accident. It was well planned and well carried out. And the one man who spoke out against it, Elliot Spitzer, you remember what happened to him? They tapped his telephone and they leaked a story. He was having an affair with a prostitute. That's not a federal crime.
No, sir, and I'm so glad you mentioned all of this, because you can actually go back clear to Woodrow Wilson and beyond. The philosophy was still there, just wasn't in the CFR, which was founded about 1921.
Sure.
But the fact is that this is a satanic international conspiracy.
You're absolutely right. And until people begin to realize the spiritual forces that are there, why, we're never going to be addressed this and addressed it adequately. Anything else you want to say, Nick, before we let you go? All right, let's go to Dan calling from Pennsylvania then. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Good to talk to you again. Got a question for Greg. A comment and then a question. It really enthralled me that you said that they aren't going to come looking for our guns. And, you know, they're either going to take us out or take us away. One is when we're cold, and the other one's when we're walking, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's what I thought you meant. Well, I've been telling people the same, not similar, but close to it, that, you know, the thing of it is, I live in central Pennsylvania here. I'm a country boy living on a farm. Mm-hmm. And we have a farming community here. We know our neighbors. We know them from 20 miles each way.
Sure.
we're away from a big city. But, you know, when that big city erupts, those people are going to be flowing out of there.
You better believe it.
And I've told people, I said, you need to worry about the marauding bands in Mad Max, if you remember that, in Thunderdome and all that.
Right. Absolutely. I call them pirates, but they're the same.
Same thing. And I, you know, I want to make another short point here. I don't want to have to worry about another American, like a serviceman or a police officer who is an American, and he comes and tries to violate my rights. I want to talk to him and tell him, don't you know you're being manipulated? You're a pawn in pawn destruction.
Well, that's why we need to reach him now, and that's why what Greg is doing is so important. And you've got to help us just reach the people. This is what it's all about, Dad. We've got to get the people, the majority of them on our side, to realize, of course, not only who the people are, but the spiritual force that energizes them. There really is a conspiracy against God, and it's about time that somebody said it, because we're sure not going to get it from the ministers.
That's right, because the ministers are all bought and paid for, at least a lot of them, when they get to enter the corporate contract.
Well, we need to...
They're muzzled.
We need to get the ministers on our side, too. Anyway, God bless you, Dan. Thanks
okay,
so much
thank
for being
you,
with
Dan.
Us.
Great,
you know, Dr. Stan, I just want to say this. Most people say that they're going to repent or change or give their life over to God, or they're going to somehow become better than they are in the 11th hour. Well, I got news for you. Most of those people die at 10:30.
Right. I agree with you totally. Well, what we need is a revival in America, but the only way we're going to get it is get people to realize that things are bad. And believe me, we're not going to have to make them believe that. They're going to get bad. They're going to get a lot worse. Anyway, God bless you. It's been a great pleasure having you on. I hope we can get you on again in one of our other programs.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for thinking of me. God bless you.
Thank you, and you too. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the program, and I think that Greg's got a lot of great things, and I agree with him totally. And the fact that he will come forward and say, this is a satanic conspiracy, because that actually is. There really is a supernatural realm. There really is a force of organized evil, and it is working right in Washington, D.C. In fact, those of you have not yet seen the DVD of the Secret Architecture, it's called Riddles and Stone, subtitled The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, or certainly the previous DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. You must get these. You must understand the spiritual nature of the battle we're engaged in. If you haven't seen the DB that we produce called The Emergence with Constance Cumby, and the other one with Chris Pinto, and he actually produced the earlier two DVDs we mentioned, but we gave a talk for us, it's called The Atlantis Connection. Why? Because the occultists, the Satanists, have always believed America would be the new Atlantis. It would rise again, and we would bring back Atlantis with all of the evil that it represented. And, of course, they're using the financial and military power of our government to accomplish that. And that is why we're fighting in Afghanistan today. And that is why we're fighting in Iraq today. And that is why we're financing communist China. And that's why we're financing Mugabe, the evil dictator over there in Rhodesia. At least we have up until very recently. And we may still be. It's so difficult to know what they're doing. But we know that they've been given massive amounts of humanitarian aid to keep this ruthless Mugabe in power. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and get our information. And then, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret and our talk on the planned police state, and get the syllabuses to go with that, because it's got all the information that you need to show to others. You need to get our 4-tape set on concentration camp. Our DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire, or better still, get the concentration camp special, and you have my permission to copy anything we produced and help us to get it out, because it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do more than I'm doing now. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day and a weekend program, but we need you to become involved. And certainly, you can copy the things we made. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can pull down our newsletters. You can watch our videos. Under other videos, there's a whole flock of links to other websites. I said you can listen to our programs there on the Internet, 4 hours live and 9 hours a day on our satellite feed. There's MP3. There's blogs. Get that information and help us to get it out to others. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. because America is under attack today. And we're under attack from people within the secret societies, those who are centered there at 5080 68th Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, the forerunner of both the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, and most of the people in the Obama administration are in the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30. You need to read my November newsletter. You need to read my...